Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. In this bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, we look back at some of the top headlines from the week in the world of sports and entertainment. Everything Everywhere All at Once dominated the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Joni Mitchell was honored with the Gershwin Prize at a tribute concert. Brad Paisley wrote a country song featuring Ukraine's president. And the family of NBA legend Kobe Bryant settled a lawsuit for $28.5 million. Those stories and more from the Associated Press.
Everything Everywhere All at Once was the big winner at the Screen Actors Guild Awards on Sunday. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest. Hollywood likes to look for clues at the award shows leading up to the Oscars for who might win Oscars. If the SAG Awards are an indicator, Everything Everywhere All at Once will do well. It won Best Ensemble, and Michelle Yeoh, Ke Huy Quan, and Jamie Lee Curtis won for their roles in it. Yeoh says it's a triumph for Asian women.
This is not just for me. This is for every little girl that looks like me.
Brendan Fraser won for his role in The Whale. In TV categories, Abbott Elementary and The White Lotus won the Ensemble Awards. The Library of Congress in Washington honored musician Joni Mitchell on Wednesday. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest.
Summertime.
It's Joni Mitchell singing at her own tribute concert, courtesy of PBS and the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. Annie Lennox, James Taylor, Herbie Hancock, Cyndi Lauper, and Ledisi were among those who performed in tribute as Mitchell accepted her prize. Graham Nash says Mitchell dealt with childhood polio and more recently with an aneurysm, but she's still going strong.
To see her come back and be singing again and playing again is incredible. I mean, talk about resilience.
The concert will run as a PBS special on March 31st.
Brad Paisley has written a country song featuring Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The song is called Same Here.
Got a friend across the ocean. Seems like a million miles away.
Paisley tells the AP as Russian troops invaded Ukraine, he felt helpless at the images of people being forced from their homes.
You can put us in different places with different flags and different languages, but we have so many similarities.
Praise for peace and freedom. Same here.
He doesn't sing, but Zelensky is part of the song.
What's same here in Ukrainian?
Так само. We speak different languages in our life. Yes, but I think we appreciate the same things.
Paisley says President Zelensky understands art is how you reach the most people.
It's a lot easier to hear something with a melody.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Netflix is cutting prices in some markets to lure more subscribers. I'm Norman Hall. The price cuts are the latest twist in the video streaming service's efforts to keep its recently revived subscriber growth rolling amidst stiffer competition and inflation pressures that are pushing more households to curb discretionary spending. The lower prices that began to roll out earlier this week affect more than 30 of the roughly 190 countries where Netflix streaming service is available. The areas getting lower prices include Middle East markets, European countries such as Croatia, Slovenia, and Bulgaria, and sub-Saharan African markets. Netflix is not changing its prices in any of the largest markets, including the U.S. I'm Norman Hall.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Everything Everywhere All at Once won the top award at the Producers Guild of America Awards over the weekend. Four of the five past winners of that award have won Best Picture at the Oscars.
Yeah! I guess Angela Bassett did the thing!
That is Angela Bassett, accepting the Entertainer of the Year honor at Saturday's NAACP Image Awards on BET. She also won a TV acting trophy for her role on 9-1-1. Black Panther Wakanda Forever was named Best Motion Picture. Abbott Elementary won Best Comedy Series.
I honestly love you.
Australia held a state memorial Sunday in honor of Olivia Newton-John, who died in August. Her husband, John Easterling, told the crowd he had never even seen Grease when they met, but every day with Newton-John was a bit of magic. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Kobe Bryant's family accepts a $28.5 million settlement in the lawsuit over photos from the helicopter crash that killed him. Attorneys say Los Angeles County agreed to pay Bryant's widow, Vanessa Bryant, and three of their daughters $13.5 million on top of the $15 million that jurors awarded her at trial in August. County deputies and firefighters had shot photos of the bodies and shared them with others. A county lawyer said the pictures were part of their job, but Vanessa Bryant's lawyer said they were shared as visual gossip. Kobe Bryant, daughter Gianna, and seven others were killed in the 2020 helicopter crash. Federal safety officials blamed pilot error for the crash. I'm Julie Walker.
One of college football's top players has been charged in a fatal crash. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
Georgia defensive tackle Jalen Carter faces charges of reckless driving and racing in conjunction with the January 15th crash that killed a teammate and a recruiting staff member. Carter is projected as one of the top players in next month's NFL draft. An arrest warrant issued by the Atkins Clark County Police Department alleges Carter was racing his 2021 Jeep Trackhawk against a 2021 Ford Expedition driven by the recruiting staffer, 24-year-old Chandler LaCroix. The crash occurred just hours after the Bulldogs celebrated their second straight national championship with a parade and ceremony. LaCroix and Georgia offensive lineman Devin Woolock were killed in the crash. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Dilbert comic strip is being dropped by a number of large publishers because of a racist rant posted online by creator Scott Adams. Dilbert is a long-running comic strip that pokes fun at the corporate workplace, and its creator, Scott Adams, has a show on YouTube. He recently referenced a survey about a statement, "It's okay to be white." And when there was backlash, he referred to black people as members of a racist hate group, and he said he would no longer help black Americans. Various media outlets, including USA Today and the Cleveland Plain Dealer, have denounced Adams' comments against black people as racist, hateful, and discriminatory, and they say they will no longer provide a platform for his work. And that phrase about being white, well, the Anti-Defamation League says it popped up about 6 years ago as a trolling campaign and has been adopted by white supremacists. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An inquiry has found that Britain's domestic intelligence agency did not act swiftly enough on key information that could have prevented the Manchester Arena suicide bombing in 2017. The report found that one officer from Britain's MI5 intelligence agency considered Arena suicide bomber Salman Abedi to be a security concern. However, a retired judge says the officer did not discuss these concerns with colleagues quickly enough. The inquiry concluded that if MI5 acted on the intelligence it received, it could have led to Abedi being stopped at Manchester Airport on his return from Libya just 4 days before the attack. A lawyer representing 11 of the bereaved families said the report was a devastating conclusion for the loved ones of the victims. Karen Chamas, London.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.